Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley today. And joining me on the line is the president of the Muswellbrook Rams, Kurt Dial. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Gemma.
So what we've seen is that you held your AGM, but nobody signed up to the roles. So what's happening a bit there?
Unfortunately. Yeah, it's a bit heartbreaking, but I suppose probably what you come to expect in our time now, it's people find it hard to commit to long-term volunteer positions. So we now just go back to the drawing board. We source out a few people that have showed a little bit of interest. We'll run our next AGM on the 6th of November. And, you know, it's a... Yes, hopefully we can come away with a committee from there.
Absolutely, because do you think, you know, a social connection right now through sport is really important, considering the pandemic has been there for a while, that this could be a good opportunity for people who are interested to really connect again with things that they love, especially within sport?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's extremely important. I know through some teenage boys, since the pandemic, they've struggled to get back out into society. They've struggled to get back amongst their mates. And I think it's extremely important that everyone can come together and, you know, it's the community's club. So let's, you know, come down and support everyone.
Absolutely. And I guess then when it comes to having these committee roles, what type of roles are vacant and open that people could apply for?
Basically, at this stage, all the executive positions are available, your president, your secretary, your treasurer, your junior and senior vice presidents. I think once someone takes probably the two important positions of president and secretary, I think you'll have a bit of a flow-on effect in people taking those jobs. And at the end of the day, and I understand people probably think it's very time-consuming, and yes, it can be, but if you've got a hard-working committee and you've got a lot of people putting their hands up, you don't have to spend as much time doing the jobs that you do.
Absolutely. And, you know, as you said, community is so important, and this is the community's club. And so, you know, for anyone who is interested, what should they do? Where should they go? What's the details there?
Well, mate, if anyone is interested and they want to ask a few questions, they can contact us through the Facebook page, or they can contact us through our email, which is mbkrams@outlook.com. I think what people should understand is that the club is in a very healthy position, both on and off the field. Like, we've re-signed 20 to 25 players from this season. All our coaches are in their roles in first grade, reserve grade, 18s. Obviously, we're still looking for a ladies coach. You know, we're extremely financial, and our sponsors are all back on board. So it's, I find all the hard work's been done. It's just a matter of just coming in now, and you won't be left on your own. Like us current committee, we're extremely happy to sit by for 12 months, help people out, answer any questions that they have. So it's, yeah, they're not going to be on their own.
So as you said, the team, the squad, the whole club itself, it is looking strong. Definitely something that people should get out and really be involved with. Kurt, thank you for your time with me this morning.
No worries, Gemma. Much appreciated.